You know what? That one of those strikes got pretty close, and don't mess with Mother Nature. So it was time to go in. It's time to go in.
Can we talk about the differences that you're seeing so far with Jim Beacher on the show?
You know, it's really been fun. I think it's nice to have new challenges and the challenge of learning a new scheme. Although there is a lot of crossover, particularly how we're playing in the back end. With Coach Slowick staying here, and they've really, you know, molded some philosophies. But I think the one thing you recognize right away with Jim Bates is he's a great teacher, you know, and we're just kind of getting into it. But we've progressed a ton already, and he really reminds me a lot of the guy I played for in Tampa, and Monty Kiffin. Their attention to detail, their passion for the game, and they're just. They love football, and they're both, you know, they just remind me a lot of each other the way they go about it. And that's the whole defensive staff. I think Mike's really put together a great defensive staff, and, you know, now we just got to take that to the field.
Have you talked to him at all about going after the quarterback more? And is that something you think you'll be able to do more, and something you've told him you want to do more?
You know, when he first got here, he talked to me because, you know, there's a perception in the league that maybe his scheme's not the best for a safety because they play a lot of split safeties and the safeties don't get involved a lot. And he just wanted to let me know that, you know, he plays to his player's strengths. But to which I just responded, all I want to do is win. So, you know, whatever he feels like the best situation in order to do that. And that's really all I'm playing for right now. I want to win. And so however he can best utilize me. But that's what I told him then, and now I'm in his ear about giving me a blitz here and there. So,
John, I'm kind of curious. You know, you've been around the league so long now. Does this kind of stuff coming up these camps, does it ever get just mundane and old? Do you wake up in the morning thinking to yourself, man, I can't get out of bed this morning to go out here and do this?
No, I think, you know, the people who I really respect, and I think when you get to this stage, obviously there's times where you start thinking about, all right, how much longer do I have in me? And the best information I've got from people that I know around the league who've been through it is when that time comes where it does start to become tedious and you don't look forward to going to work, then it's probably time to hang it up. And I'm enjoying it as much as ever. I really do. And that's a good thing.
Is there ever a time when you go out there and granted, you're around a lot of young kids. Do you just feel yourself, man, I'm getting old?
I think it keeps you young, you know, just like your own kids do. We've got a group of, but you know, we've got a nice mix of vets, but we got a great group in there, and in the secondary in particular, that you know, they give you a hard time here and there, but it's a lot of fun, and they keep you young.
John, you always hear about offensive players having learned a new scheme, and mm-hmm. guys coming here. How tough is it to learn a new defensive scheme? Are you going home with your playbook every night? Is it comparable at all?
Yeah, you know, you have to. I think that. We've got a lot to digest, and Mike's approach always is that you throw it all at him at once, and then we'll go back and we'll pick things up. You know, we'll do quarterback camp now, team camp, so we install it all now, and then we'll go back in quarterback or in team camp and do it all over again. So there's a lot coming at us. You know, I'm fairly familiar with all the things, and you know, there may be a different. You've done it before, but maybe he calls it something different, and little coaching techniques. But I think the thing you can see why Jim Bates has been successful wherever he's been, because he's a great teacher. He believes in fundamentals, and that's showing itself on the field.
How's Nick Ferguson moving out there?
He's moving good. He's moving really good. He's you know, he. I think they took the conservative approach. I think with cartilage, you can be back in 3 weeks, but they chose to repair it, and so it was a little bit of a longer rehab. We were joking with him earlier, calling him Barbaro because he had a pretty good limp going on, but he's going to make it, and he's doing really well out there.
You've been a veteran this league so long. I'm just curious how much you think the special training things that you do with the Agoski method, do you think looking back at that now that that's helped preserve your career to this point?
Yeah, I think so. I think the players that I've seen in this league, I think at first you just want to make a team, but then you start having fun and realizing how fortunate you are to play, and you say, all right, how can I hang around a while? And you always work hard to be your best in that moment. You know, so in my third year, I was working hard to be the best in that third year, but I think now you start to reap the rewards of always doing things like that and having routines, and it's kept my body limber, it's kept my body strong, and I think it's, you know, all of a sudden when you're in your 15th year and people are saying, why aren't you slowing down? I think it's just... it's hard work and doing the little things every day. You know, my job's not done when I leave here. I go do more stuff at home and things of that nature. And I think it's now is really when you start to feel the benefits of that.
John, getting back to Bates real quick. You've been around a couple months now. What kind of guy is he, personality-wise?
He's fun. He's very passionate about football. We don't talk about a whole lot yet, lot else as of yet, because he's trying to relay so much information to us all. He's just he's extremely passionate about the game. He wants us to be the best. Feels like we've got the makings of something special, but we got to go do it. And I just like sometimes I think you get to this level and people think it's about tricking people and about schemes and things, and we're going to have a fine scheme, but much like what we did in Tampa, it's not trying to trick people. It's doing what you do very well and doing it so well it doesn't matter what the opponent's doing. It's about us, and I like that approach.
You mentioned Nick Ferguson. Have you had a chance to talk to Sam Brandon about how he's coming along with his rehab?
Yeah, Sammy's come around really good. You know, he's a very fast healer. It's a major surgery that he had, that microfracture. But he's moving around really well, and you know, we've seen how valuable Sam can be to us, the way he can match up with some of the bigger tight ends that we face in our division. He's done a tremendous job over the years in that, and he'll play a vital role, and he'll be back and be healthy.
Have you gotten a good look yet at the rookie lineman, Ross?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, we're doing a lot of watching film as an entire defense, so you get to see those guys. Most of the time they're showing the first unit, you know, I always you're watching those guys because they make your job easier, and so I think they've both obviously were great college football players. Now they got to take it to the next level, and they're working, that's for sure. This new D-line coach Bill Johnson, along with Jacob Burney, they're working those guys, and I think right now they're kind of swimming with all this information flowing at them, new techniques and things of that nature, but you can see the talent in both of them.
Have you got a chance to get in their ear a little bit? Because I know Kennard said he was going to be trying to look for a trip to Vegas at him.
that stuff will come later. I think most of all, they're good guys that are trying to fit in with the program you know, doing what rookies should do and just kind of staying quiet and going about their job.
We've seen what DJ is doing, like with the breakdowns and taking on that mantle leadership. But what is he doing in the locker room to grow as a leader, and how is he showing that?
Well, I think DJ's just having a whole lot of fun right now. He's learning a new position, the Mike backer, and anyone who's watched Miami play and watched Zach Thomas running all over the field, making a lot of tackles, you could see why he's excited about you know, the prospects for what he can do in this defense. I think he's really challenged mentally right now. I think at times his first couple of years, the frustration, you could see it, and you know, because like a lot of us, we wanted him on the field more because he's a great football player. And I think he wants to show everybody in this league that he's a great football player. We've seen glimpses of it through his first couple of years. But now, you know, playing a featured position like that, I think he's really going to take his game to the next level. And I like the way he's embracing the challenge. You can see he's got a smile on his face when he walks in here. And I think he's just really enjoying the challenge of becoming a better football player. He's being well coached. They're asking a lot of him. But he's been up to the task so far.
John, any thoughts about Al and the void there?
You know, you certainly feel it. He was such a great teammate, one of the best teammates I've played with. Just had a natural knack for leadership, was really a tremendous leader. Just a fun guy to be around. Loved the game of football. And so when you lose a guy like that, there is a little bit of a void. But I think, as I've said before, the best teams I've played with have leadership all over the field. It can't just, you know, sometimes I think people try to simplify it to there's one leader of a team. I think one of the strengths of this team is that there's multiple leaders throughout the team, throughout the defense. And so, you know, that's why these camps are good, because we kind of find ourselves. That's part of the chemistry that everybody talks about, finding, you know, how you operate when you lose a guy like that. And, you know, we're finding our way out here.
John, what is it that makes Jim Bates in his previous stops, you know, players would kill for him. He was just in Miami. They loved him in Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that makes him such a favorite amongst you guys?
Yeah, I think players like anyone who can help them get better, who can help you win as a team. And then also, I think he has a genuine care for his players. Like everyone, he wants to win. you know, when we're in those meetings, we feel ourselves getting better. We feel like we're being coached. We feel like I think players see through a lot of things, and you can see when someone's for real, and he's for real. And it's been a lot of fun thus far.